Hey everybody, today's passage is from Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 34. It's Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 34. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus is walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." All right, so since the start of the semester, we've been in the book of Mark for our morning devos. And I think it's been a pretty great journey. We've been able to go in depth into the teachings of Jesus. We've been able to see some amazing things. And I hope that if you've been following along throughout this semester so far, that you've been blessed as we've been doing so. In today's passage, we see that Jesus is on his way up to Jerusalem. And I say all this because this means that he's getting closer to the end of his earthly ministry. He's approaching Jerusalem, where he will eventually come to die on the cross. What I found interesting here, though, is how Mark describes those who are following Jesus. In verse 32, we read that Jesus and the crowd following him were on their way to Jerusalem, and it says that they were both amazed and afraid. Again, the two adjectives that Mark uses are amazed and afraid. I think that first adjective, amazed, is a little bit more intuitive. If you were to use the passages just before this one as context, you can infer that they were amazed at what they had just witnessed. A rich man walking away from the promise of eternal life, and Jesus declaring that it is difficult for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God, that in fact, it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. These people were likely amazed at Jesus' teaching on how those who choose to leave behind everything to follow him will receive abundantly more, both in this life and in the age to come. I mean, this is truly amazing, remarkable teaching. That second adjective, afraid, is a little less intuitive, or at least it was for me when I first read it. I mean, why were they afraid? What were they afraid of? If I were to offer one explanation, it would be that they are afraid of the very same thing that they are amazed at. Again, Jesus had just taught that those who desire to follow him must give up everything. And this is difficult teaching. I mean, on one hand, you hear what he says and you're like, wow, that's amazing. Yes, I want to do it. Jesus, I want to follow you and receive eternal life. I will give everything to follow you. Yet another part of you nervously says, but do I really have to give up everything? When you say that I have to give up all that I have, what do you really mean? Am I allowed to keep some things? This message is both amazing and admittedly fear-inducing. It's both amazing and leads you to be afraid. And it's fascinating to me that Jesus' response to the people's, how they feel amazed and afraid, is to foretell his death. He calls the 12 aside, and instead of being like, hey guys, it's cool, let's all take a deep breath, relax, there's no need to be afraid. Instead he says, well, as you know, we're going up to Jerusalem. And when we get there, I'm going to be arrested, condemned to death, mocked, spit on, flogged, and killed. But after 3 days, I'm going to be resurrected. I just wanted to let you guys know this. I mean, those do not seem like very comforting words. At the very least, it's jarring to hear all of that. But at the same time, aren't they the best words that we could hear? The whole reason Jesus came into this world was to make a way to the Father through the willing sacrifice of his death on the cross. And yes, the process was brutal. We'll read more about it in the weeks to come, but in general terms, I think if you're familiar with the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, you'll know that this whole process of even him being arrested was unjust. He experienced this immense physical pain as they tortured him. And eventually his death was not a quick one, but a slow and agonizing, tragic death. And all of it was also his way of showing his immense love for us. and making a way for us to be called children of God and live eternally with Him. Following Jesus is an amazing thing on so many levels, and it's also daunting. I think there's a reason why Jesus tells us to count the cost of following Him, as He does in other accounts in the Gospels. But at the same time, it is the way to life. Following Jesus is the way to life. A life that is made possible only through Jesus' willing sacrifice. It came from Him choosing to enter this world, choosing to make His way up to Jerusalem, knowing full well what would happen, and ultimately choosing to die on the cross. This is a little bit of a shorter devotion than what we might be used to. Granted, it's also a shorter passage. But you know, today, let's take some time to give thanks for the gift of life that we have in Jesus. Again, for us, we have the knowledge of what's to come. You know, the disciples, when they hear this, they might know what Jesus is saying, but not fully understand what's going on. In fact, we know that they don't until much later on. But as we read this, you know, we are reminded of, we come to know that this is Jesus' way of showing His love for us, that He is giving us the gift of life. And so let's spend some time today in amazement at who Jesus is. And at the same time, let's also soberly recognize what it means to follow Him. And ultimately, let's allow both of those things to lead us to rejoice at the life that we have because of the life that He gave up for us. So with that, let me pray for us. Father, we are thankful, so thankful, God, for the life that we have because of You. Jesus, we admit that as we've been talking about these last few days, that this idea of giving up all that we have to follow You is daunting. It is fear-inducing. I think we would not be truthful if we said that we were all completely okay with this. But at the same time, this message that You give us is not only the message, but the opportunity for life with You, Lord, that is an amazing thing. And so, Lord, I pray that as we look upon You and remember what You have done for us, help us, Lord, to give thanks, to rejoice, and choose to follow You, God. Thank You, Jesus, for all that You've done for us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.